Hello everyone and welcome to our radio podcast, Southern Solitude. Today we are talking about the life of a famous writer called Carson McCullers, an important American writer known for writing emotional stories about loneliness, friendship, and people who feel different from others. And for that, I would like you to welcome my friend Nathan.
So Carson McCullers was born Lula Carson Smith the 19th of February 1917 in Columbus and grew up in a small town in the southern United States. When she was young, Carson loved music. In fact, she dreamed of becoming a concert pianist. She studied piano seriously and planned to attend a famous music school in New York City. When Carson was about 17 years old, she traveled to New York to study music. Unfortunately, she lost the money that was meant to pay for her lessons, and because of this, she couldn't continue studying piano.
So, what does she do after?
Instead, she will start writing stories, and this change would transform her life. She is going to quickly discover she had an incredible talent for writing. At only 23 years old, she published her first novel, The Herd is a Lonely Hunter. The book became an immediate success. Readers loved her deep and emotional stories about people who feel lonely or misunderstood. The novel takes place in a small southern town and explores themes like friendship, isolation, and human connection.
After this success, McCullers continued writing important books. Some of her other well-known works include Reflection in a Golden Eye and The Member of the Wedding. Her stories often focus on characters who feel misunderstood or isolated from society. Through her writing, she shows deep empathy for people who struggle to find their place in the world. And finally, Carson McCullers died on September 29th, 1967 in New York. However, her books are still read today, and many students study her work in literature classes. Now we are going to focus on her most famous book, The Heart is a Lonely Hunter.
So the story takes place in a small town in southern America, and is it about a deaf man named John Singer who lives in a small town. Many people like Mick, Jake, Dr. Copeland, and Biff go to him because they feel lonely and they think he understands them. Each chapter is a different point of view and we can see that each person has problems and dreams, but they cannot really connect with others. Even Singer feels very alone inside. The story shows that many people want friendship and understanding, but they often feel isolated and misunderstood.
And did you know that Carson McCullers shows parts of her own life in a 12-year-old girl named Mick Kelly, especially in Mick's dreams, feelings, and problems? Like Mick, McCullers loved music when she was young and wanted to become a musician, so Mick's passion for music reflects the writer's own interest. Both of them also feel different from other people and often feel lonely, which shows how McCullers felt in her real life.
And also, Mick is not comfortable with normal rules for girls and finds it hard to understand herself. Like Carson McCullers, in the end, Mick has to stop her dreams because her family is poor, which shows how difficult is it to follow your dreams when life is hard. Another important character is Dr. Copeland. He is a black man who wants justice for his community, but he feels alone because people don't listen to him. McCullers shows us problems like racism and unfairness through him.
And there is Biff, who is looking for meaning in his life. Every character feels lonely in different ways. Even when they are with other people, McCullers shows that loneliness can happen to anyone. The small town in the story is very important too. The town shows everyday life, gossip, and struggles. It helps us to understand the characters better and makes the story feel real.
And her writing style is also very strong. She uses simple words, but they show deep emotions. You can feel the character's sadness, hopes, and dreams. That is why people still read her books today.
To sum it all up, McCullers was more than a writer. She told stories about people who feel different or alone. Her own life helped her write these stories, and even today, her books make readers feel and think.
If you haven't read The Herd is a Lonely Hunter, you should try it. It's a moving story about friendship, understanding, and being human. That's all for today's episode. We hope you enjoyed learning about Kerstin McCullers and her amazing stories.
Thank you for listening, and join us next time to hear more about writers and their incredible worlds.
Bye.
Hi everyone, today we're presenting the book The Hurt is a Lonely Hunter by Kerstin McCullers, and we will be exploring the historical and economic context behind the story. Just to remind you, the Southern novel follows John Singer, a deaf man who becomes a confidant to several lonely individuals in a 1930 Georgia mill town. The novel was written in the 1940s, which was also a key period for the development of Black Americans' rights. I'm joined today by Eliza, our historian, and Hector, our economist. Eliza, let's start with you.
Hello. One of the most striking elements in the novel is segregation. As I've read and analyzed the book several times, I notice how language reflects this reality. The word Negro is frequently used, even by Dr. Copeland, although his daughter Portia challenges it, showing an early awareness of its harmful meaning. This reflects the reality of the 1930s and 1940s, when racism was deeply rooted in American society, especially in the South. Segregation laws, often referred to as Jim Crow laws, made racial separation legal and normalized inequality. These laws created a system in which Black Americans had fewer rights and opportunities. In many ways, it was a continuation of oppression after slavery.
Hector, how does this connect to the economic situation at the time?
From an economic perspective, segregation also had major consequences. It limited job opportunities for Black workers and kept wages low. This didn't just affect individuals, it weakened the overall economy by restricting productivity and keeping a large part of the population in poverty. And this ties directly into the mill economy, which is central to the novel. The town depends heavily on textile mills. During the Great Depression, these mills offered low pay, long hours, and very little job security. Workers depended entirely on mill owners, which created a kind of economic trap.
So the character are stuck not just emotionally, but economically.
Exactly. Take Mick Kelly, for example. She has dreams of becoming a musician, but her family's financial struggles force her to give up on those ambitions and work. The mill economy limits her future.
And we see similar limitations with Dr. Copeland. Despite being educated and politically aware, he cannot achieve his goals because of racial barriers. His situation shows how race and class combine to restrict individuals.
What about Jake Blount? He seems quite different from the others.
Yes, Jake represents a more radical political voice. He criticizes capitalism and inequality, and his ideas are strongly influenced by the theories of Karl Marx. Marx argued that society is divided into classes, especially between workers and owners, and that this division leads to exploitation and inequality.
Jake Blount reflects these Marxist ideas in his speeches. He believes that the capitalist system of the mill town exploits workers and keeps them in poverty. Like Marx, he thinks that workers should become aware of this injustice and unite to change the system.
However, Jake's message is often misunderstood or ignored. This highlights another key issue in the novel. Even when people share similar struggles, divisions such as race and lack of education prevent them from coming together.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Southern Solitudes.